As the violence continues against Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar, they are left with no option but to flee their war-ragged country, fearing for their lives. Several thousands have made their way to India and are living in many Indian states, including the capital Delhi. But their voices and their miseries are unheard. Muhammad Tahir, a Rohingya refugee, says, "We are at least happy that, unlike in our own country, we feel safe in India and are not being harassed for being Muslim. But we are in desperate need of food and health services," he said. Along with Muhammad Tahir, some 50 Rohingya families have found shelter in a marshy ground in the outskirts of capital New Delhi. Most of them are involved in menial jobs for living, while some of them live on charity because getting work is difficult, they say.
"Our men have no work. If they do, they get fever wages. Our children are suffering with severe health problems due to lack of food and medicine. We need immediate help in terms of food and medicine."
Although India has no program for refugees, it allows the UNHCR to operate a program in New Delhi for refugees. But most of them complain that UNHCR is of little or no help, as they are being deprived services granted to refugees.
"It's a matter of grave concern that these refugees suffer dramatically. And being stateless, they are dragged into extreme poverty and neglect, while the world community remains a silent spectator." Munawar Zaman, Press TV, New Delhi.